to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we were talking last week about high rocks, right? Mm-hmm. And I mentioned, I kind of gave the teaser that this week we're going to talk about triathlons. One of the really cool things, guys, is if you are a triathlete and you're familiar with the Pose Method, if you look up Pose Method, you might find that there's actually a book of Pose Method for triathlons. So can you talk about what that means? Like, how does Pose relate to swimming and biking?
Sure. And it's funny, by the way, I think the tri book's the best. Like, even if you're not a triathlete, it's the best book. So, you know, here's the thing that's really fun. When I got into triathlons, I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I had never even heard of triathlons. So I bought a book on how to train for a triathlon. It was called The Triathlon Training Bible by Joel Friel. And I bought this book in the late 90s. And because somebody had asked me to train them for a triathlon. It was a big deal in Austin back then. This new race called the Danskin Triathlon. It was for women only.
And that was my first.
Oh, was it?
Great. I did that up in Naperville.
Huh?
Did that up in Naperville, Illinois.
Oh, okay, great. Right. So, I mean, this really got a lot of women into triathlons. So, again, to be honest, I didn't grow up doing triathlons. So I knew how to ride a bike, you know, and I had already started with the running. And I thought, well, I've never taken a group of people swimming. I teach water aerobics. It's got to be a little different. Yeah. So I had never had a formal swim lesson. Like, I grew up playing in the water, not really swim lessons or swimming, whatever. Anyway, I was like, let me buy this book and I'll teach myself and then I'll teach these people. So randomly in the book, it had this Pose Method, and I'd never heard of Pose Method. But it made sense. It said, if you learn the pose, the correct, you guys can use the word position, which pose is really the right word, but think about position, right? And if I'm in the right position for this movement and I practice this movement, then I'll be doing the movement correctly. So I thought, well, this makes total sense. And so I used this book to start my training. However, the book didn't have enough for me. Like, it was a really good read, but it was way more about programming, like how much we should swim and how much we should bike. And I was way more interested in the movement. I was like, I need to know how to swim and how to bike and how, you know, to run. So I went a step further and I reached out to Dr. Romanoff to start getting training in it. And just, again, I took the girls through, just with the first book, I took my group through the dance again. I got immediately addicted. I thought this was the best thing I'd ever done in my life. I had so much fun. Just putting three events together, you felt so like, wow.
And yeah, it's so different.
Yeah. So I started offering regular triathlon training for two reasons. One, because I wanted to keep training and it's way more fun with other people. And I wanted to get better at coaching. So I took it a step further, reached out to the Romanoffs and started to get involved in their triathlon training program along with the running. And it's amazing. Because most triathletes either have a swim background or a running background. But those of us that had the running background really had very little swim background. And you throw a runner in the water and they just sink, including me. I mean, the first swim class I took was not Pose. It was called Total Immersion. And the guy literally made me spend like 6 to 8 hours learning how to balance in the water. And I thought, what? But he was right. Like, you can't learn to swim if you don't yet know how to balance. And right. It was so eye-opening for me because I kept thinking, I just want to get down and back, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, anyway, so guys, just so you know, I learned as an adult, and But the greatest part was like any, just like learning the drills with the swim and the bike and the run. With the swim and the bike, the movement patterns are so simple to practice that even really seasoned swimmers and cyclists both really liked them. Like Romanoff worked with the Olympic Training Center. He worked with the teams of Mexico and England and America. And so he was working with Olympic level athletes, and they were very receptive to what he was teaching them. And this is really fun because for the swim and the bike, they're already used to drills. Everyone trains in intervals and drills for swimming and cycling. But right. With the running is where he struggled, where people were like, hey, I don't want to do drills. But it was very fun to get to work with him because he was working with Olympic teams and then with Valerie Hunt.
Right.
Trying to train for the dance skin. So just so you know, I got this incredible high level of training, and I got really early training because I got to go learn some of these concepts, not at the training center. I learned through just with Dr. Romanoff, but before even the book came out. And so, again, it's been for me well over 20 years of implementing these trainings, and everyone I've worked with the triathlon movement stuff, boy, they always say to me, oh, this makes so much sense. And this is what we want to tell people. We're first going to help you with the movement. Now, if you come to me and you're like, I've been swimming my entire life, I'm not, obviously, you're probably going to do fine. But it's still amazing how you can still benefit even from the drills that I talk about, because it's, again, for perception. And sometimes even the most seasoned swimmers are like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. I'll add it in. And then those of us that are never have swum, it's going to help you so much more than if I just said to you, just swim all these meters. Now, don't get me wrong, that's also part of the training. But what we love about our triathlon training, just like our run training, is we make sure you're efficient in your movement, and then you apply it in your training plan. So you put it all together that way. And, you know, instead of training for hours and hours and hours, you work on the skill of your movement, and then you do a regular training session. So we really try to maximize the efficiency of how long you spend training too.
So if you are interested in training, or if you are a triathlete or you want to do a triathlon and you're like, oh, but I can't come into Runner X. Yes, you can. We do have a membership. It's $99 a month. Cancel anytime. We would love to have you in there. You can also get the training plans, and you can work with Valerie, and she'll not only work on your run, but she'll talk you through the concepts that she's talking about and just help you get through the training plan that we have. And that's what we provide. If you are just not interested, I just can't do another membership, reach out to support at RunnerX.fit, and let's talk. Let's see how we can help you, because that's really what it's all about, guys. Valerie does have quite a few great YouTube videos about triathlons. She has worked with triathletes. Gosh, you've worked with a couple of masters, haven't you? You've worked with Nick Barr when he was going for his triathlon. We've got a couple that are in masters Ironman training. Is that correct? Is Kitty's in Masters Ironman. So we have quite a few under our belt. We would love to help you too. And if you just want to talk to us about it, please reach out to support at runnerx.fit. That's support at run.fit. And we'd love to hear from you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.